Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2. Your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Back spins a fly ball to left and sends a Rosarena to the track, to the wall. That one is caught! Randy Rosarena, the latest show!
That was awesome. I saw it cross on my Twitter feed because I was watching Bulls. So I was trying to keep an eye on what was going on. And I was into the Bulls game because the Bulls game was it didn't stop being interesting. It wasn't pretty.
No.
But at all. But it remained interesting. And then I saw that. I'm like, oh, is that sweet. And I even held my phone over to Beth. They're like, how cool is that? And it wasn't just the catch that was cool. It was his response and his reaction. And the fact that after the catch, you know what Rosarena was doing between innings? Signing autographs for people through the little holes in the fence. Come on, man.
That's pretty cool.
That's how great is that? Like, hey, nice catch. Here, we sign this. Hell yeah.
I'll sign it.
Sure.
Why not?
Yeah, I don't have to stand here and throw it over to the center fielder, but I can do this. Why not? Because that was cool. Well, and everybody liked it. Except one guy. So let's play it again, and then let's hear what the replay commentary was on FS1 from, you guessed it, John Smoltz.
Backspins a fly ball to left and sends a Rosarena to the track, to the wall. That one is caught! Randy Rosarena, the latest show! Cold-blooded.
Well, they waited a while, but he robbed it. And then he grandstanded.
Ugh. You turd.
Well, he waited a while, but he caught it, and then he grandstanded.
Put somebody in there who's enjoying this.
Yes.
And then he grandstanded.
The dichotomy between your play-by-play guy and your color commentator could not be more vast.
I mean, what?
Where the play-by-play guy, who was it doing play-by-play?
What are you doing?
Was it Joe?
Joe Davis.
Yeah, it's Joe Davis.
And that whole, it took a while, that's kind of like he was trying to set it up to make it look like... What's wrong with you? In the moment, listen to the crowd. There's one rule in play-by-play, right? And that is, you've got to bring the atmosphere. If you're broadcasting a game... You've got a responsibility to translate the atmosphere to the viewer or listener. Not your own personal history, not your own grievances, not your own idea of what things are supposed to look like. This is what's happening. Bring that experience to your audience.
I've enjoyed Smoltz's commentary about actual gameplay.
He knows the game.
And I've enjoyed him specifically talking about pitching. I don't understand why he won't allow himself to have fun. Like, I get that, you know, you grind and you prepare. The treat of it all is that you get to be involved in a fun tournament where all you have to do If you need a North Star, if you're John Smoltz, look down on the field. The players are all having fun. The dugouts are all having fun. Why do you have to be so dour and so serious? And I understand, like, considering his career, having someone who has such valuable experience in the game is important, but maybe not for this. Maybe he is your World Series guy, because then you can be real serious about things. Maybe for this, you need a different type of color commentator. I don't know if Fox has the rights to...
What's Eduardo Perez doing, man?
Right.
Like somebody who at least is aware of what this means. And
ideally, the guy that would be perfect for it is managing Team USA.
Yeah.
Like a guy like D-Row, you put him up there and he's at least having fun. It's almost like Smoltz doesn't want to take in what's in front of him and take in the cultural cues.
That's what this whole thing is. That's the point of everything we just talked about with Clinton. That's the idea of it. And the gatekeeping that's going on. The fact that he's there deciding what's okay and what's not okay. Get him out of there. It's like La Russa, but I'll decide what's sincere or not. It's they're cut from the same cloth. It's like having a non-sleeping Tony La Russa up there. That's what it feels like to me. And you know what? Even when he tries to compliment somebody, even when he tries to know that he's supposed to be excited about something special, it's still got to be through the lens of what's comfortable or familiar to him. And another example of this was last night when he's trying through gritted teeth to maybe come halfway toward enjoying Shohei Ohtani.
Because here's what I tell people all the time. It's like, I mean this as the greatest compliment I can give him. He
BS.
Could be the best pitcher in our game if all he did was pitch. And then on the flip side, he could be one of the greatest hitters of our game if all he did was hit. Well, he combines the both, and that's why it's going to be, you have to have a judge-like year to steal the MVP away from a guy like him, because we've never seen anything like it.
Even when he's trying to compliment, like, he could be this, but he chose to do both. He could be this, but he's choosing to do both.
And he still finished second for MVP, and it was only because, like,
but why not just that? Well, I mean, this is a compliment. However,
he should do this as long as he can.
You don't mean it as a compliment.
As long as he can be a top 10 pitcher and a top 10 hitter. He should do that.
Because he wants to.
And he's good at it. It's not just because he wants to. Like, there are times when I'm like, Johan, perhaps switch hitting isn't for you. But with Shohei Ohtani, him doing two things, he's really, really good at them. And it's one of the reasons that people are drawn to watch him, because we don't see players like this. He is a throwback to what the game used to be, and might be something that allows for the game to evolve, with more people thinking that they can do this because he succeeded in doing it. It's just, it's so disappointing. Like, it's almost like, and you can feel, like, you could almost feel Joe Davis being pulled back, like, oh yeah, I guess we should just let the baseball police handle
this. Well, I also think Joe Davis, I mean, he seems very, very nice, and he's very network.
Very polished.
He's almost to a fault.
But that's why I enjoyed that call, because he allowed himself to have some joy.
I picked him out 10 years ago. I said, this guy's going to be Jim Nantz. And I said it on the air when I heard him as a kid do a game. And I thought he sounded national. But it's almost like he's trying to act way older than his years
right
now.
What is he, 35?
Like, yeah, but like when you hear, when Adam Amin does a national broadcast, he doesn't put on airs.
Nope, neither does Benetti.
Neither does Benetti, but like they have fun and there's references and they get silly sometimes. And like, they're not trying to act like their dad, you know?
Think about what we've been talking about as far as broadcasting goes. Like, part of the reason that we were talking about Raftery and Brando is because they were able to treat a game that wasn't that big of a deal like it was a big deal, because they were calling the game that was in front of them. Or when we're talking about Adam Amin, and I texted Adam his call on Halliburton's game winner. Even though it was against the Bulls, the excitement of the moment, he allowed that to help him tell the story. And it bums you out because the Bulls lost the game, but that was a great moment. That's what you're looking for, and that's what I feel like I got from Joe Davis. I feel like I got him being like, wow, like, look at this. And then immediately you have Debbie Downer sitting next to him. You have Eeyore sitting next to him to kind of remind you, no, this is the place where we have to be very solemn in the way that we discuss all of these things.
And then he grandstanded.
That's when I want the button that lights him on fire.
And you can hear Joe Davis deflate. Play that again.
And then he grandstanded.
Yeah, he's like, come on, man. That's what that sounded like to me.
They can't, like, Smoltz cannot have fun in any capacity. I remember last week there was a Team Mexico game where they showed, coming out of a break, Randy Arozarena in boots, in cowboy boots, warming up. And it was supposed to be like, oh, check out this funny thing. And then Smoltz replied, well, I'd never be able to get away with that. Bobby Cox is my manager.
It's Bobby Cox, come on, man. Beat his wife again just so he's so mad.
We're talking about pregame fun. You can't even have fun with it, man.
I get that someone texted him, well, he did play for Bobby Cox. I get that. That's not the only influence that he had in baseball.
And so what? Evolve.
Yes. That was a long time ago that you played for Bobby Cox.
You know who the example you
and you're
up,
in front of the game every week.
You know who else? Mark DeRosa is a perfect example. He was baseball police-y. He didn't like the Tim Anderson bat flip, remember?
Yep. And now he
went off on it.
And now he's like, man, Tim Anderson is pretty awesome. I really like him. So let's forget about Smoltz and his lack of fun. Let's have a little bit of fun. Let's hear the joy. Let's hear the disappointment from the call of Team Mexico on the game winner.
Batazo, sólido al jardín central. La pelota recoge Candela y va contra el muro. Doble Otani, semáforo luz verde, siga para el pentágono, anota. Y Japón nos dejó en el terreno, se acabó. Se acabó la historia para México en el Clásico Mundial de Béisbol. Desafortunadamente, no salió bien Giovanni Gallegos como contra Puerto Rico. Y Japón festeja.
And now let's hear the call for Team Japan.
Murakamita!
That's so cool.
Murakamita!
You saw that ball go into the gap. Mm-hmm. You're like, was that ball getting out of here? It was enough. And Clinton brought it up. I mean, the way that Japan runs the bases. Like, those are the things where, like, if you're a purist, if you're the baseball police, you should be pointing that out to me.
And it's not just that. Watch how their outfielders get behind a ball and crow hop the way.
Well, I mean, we were taught back in our day
how to get into, wheel into your throw as you catch. Man, I used to, when Tsuyoshi Shinjo was on the Giants, and that was, what, 20 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And I watched, I'm like, oh my God, that's how you do it. You know, and you would see, when you'd go to a game early to watch Ichiro warm up, that kind of thing.
Oh, my God.
You want to police the game?
Oh.
You really want to do that? Point out the way Japanese players are better prepared fundamentally.
I literally...
They have fun.
When I'm here in the studio, and when I stand up, I'm doing what Ichiro...
Oh, yeah, the stretch.
Yeah, because it made a lot of sense to me. He's like, well, you always kind of want to be in motion, and you want to be moving... And he never really had big-time injuries throughout his career, that long career between Japan and Major League Baseball. Why won't you – if I were a Fox executive, and I guess I'd have to be a very high-up Fox executive, I would ask John, why won't you allow yourself to have fun on these broadcasts? Like, what?
Well, I have to teach the game the way it's meant to be played. Bobby Cox taught me.
And then he grandstanded.
What constitutes fun for you? And why won't you allow yourself to have it? Because this, again, I would still not like it, but I would understand it more if we're talking about league championship series, World Series. The whole thing is to get people involved and excited about baseball.
Yeah, if I'm the WBC, I would like to talk to Fox about who the primary American broadcaster is.
Yeah, because think about it. If USA wins tonight, we're going to have to find like a radio call because I'm sure Joe will be excited. And then Smoltz will tell us something that someone did wrong on the play.
Act like you've been there before, America.
Instead of watching these guys celebrate.
The ref.
Oh, I like Team USA better when they didn't celebrate and showboat like the other teams. You're getting all the information that you need from watching even the differences in celebrations of Puerto Rico and the DR and Venezuela and Mexico and even USA fans who have taken some of their soccer crazy and put it into what we do at the WBC.
That's the point.
Like,
yes.
That's what it's supposed to be.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.